Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Catherine Monson, the CEO of Fast Signs. At Fast Signs International Incorporated, is a worldwide franchisor for more than 530 Fast Signs sign and graphic centers located in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Brazil, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Australia. Fast Signs was ranked number one for the second year in a row in the sign and graphic category in the 2012 Entrepreneur Magazine Annual Franchise 500. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand? The opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today because we're being with Catherine Monson, the CEO of Fast Signs. And Fast Signs International Incorporated is a worldwide franchisor for more than 530 Fast Signs sign and graphic centers located in the U.S., Canada, U.K., Brazil, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Australia. Hi, Catherine. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I am doing great, Marty. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here.
Oh, it's definitely our pleasure. I consider myself a student of franchising, Catherine. I have a post-MBA in entrepreneurial studies, and I'm going for my doctorate degree. My dissertation is on franchising, and I've been following you guys a very long time now, so congratulations on all your success. I see recently, again, you were in the, was it the 2012 Entrepreneur Magazine 500 or the sign and graphic category?
Absolutely.
Number one.
We've done very well. 2 years in a row, number one with Entrepreneur Magazine, yes.
That's fantastic. We always like to ask our guests where you're calling from this morning.
Well, our corporate office is in Carrollton, Texas, which is a North Dallas suburb. So that's where I am today.
Great. How's the weather there today? Is it getting warm?
a lot better than it was on Tuesday with all of the tornadoes.
I heard, I know. I have students that live there, you know, so I heard about that, you know. It's just something. So you have an amazing background. You know, one of the themes on our show is we always tell our listeners to look towards the experience of the leadership, and you have some incredible experience when it comes to franchising. Did you want to talk a little bit about that?
I'm happy to. I have over 32 years in franchising management. Now, one of my VPs says I should always say more than 20, so I don't date myself quite as much.
That's
but
true,
I figure
right?
for your listeners, I'll be honest. But in 1980, I started with what was then a small franchise company called Sir Speedy Printing Centers, and was part of the management team to grow that up to over 800 locations, and it was a great experience. Worked in all parts of the business, and then we bought the same organization bought a franchise company in Europe, and I had an opportunity to run that organization for 2.5 years, and then we bought a competitor, Pitt Printing, and I had the opportunity to be president of that for 9 years, and then was recruited to be CEO of Fast Signs in early 2009. So lots of extensive experience. I'm also I've been very active most of my career with the International Franchise Association. And I'm currently on the board of directors and do a lot of speaking for the IFA on, you know, the importance of very positive franchisee-franchisor relationships and how to involve franchisees in the decision-making process of the franchisors to have real empowerment and real buy-in. So I'm a huge believer in franchising. I think it's a great way for people to achieve their dreams of business ownership and be in business for themselves but not by themselves, and have the power of great brands and great training and great systems and procedures.
Well said. Yeah, and I see you're also the CFE, right? Certified Franchise Expert, which is one of those designations I dreamed to have actually after my doctorate degree. So I think that's wonderful that you have that. Fastlane has an amazing history. I mean, I think you've recently celebrated, it was over like 25 years now, and I've always heard that that's like a big milestone for a franchise when you hit that 25-year mark. Could you talk a little bit about the history of the company?
Certainly. The company was started by Gary Solomon and Bob Shanbaum. They were two friends who were down in Austin on a weekend and saw this new startup concept of being able to cut vinyl and put it on substrates or put it on wood or put it on banners. And it was a brand new technology that was all about, it was 1985. It's all about computer abilities for a computer to create designs. Think about early, not too long before that, the Macintosh computer came out in desktop publishing. And they got very excited, and they learned about it, and they came up to Dallas, which is where Gary lived and Bob Shanbaum lived, and they opened their first Fast Signs, and it grew. They had lines of people out the door ordering signs, and they opened a second one, and then they opened a third, and they realized it was very difficult for the two of them to run three, and they thought, what about franchising it?
Right.
It was a very young and early franchise success story, and we have helped literally hundreds and hundreds of franchise partners build wealth and security for their families through owning a Fast Signs franchise.
You wonder if they knew at that time, Catherine, that you know, the Fast Signs would be up to like 530 at this point, which is quite amazing. I mean, you're in all these different countries now. You're in, was it Canada, UK, Brazil, Mexico, Caribbean, Australia. And I heard recently, too, as I guess you guys are entering, is it Puerto Rico?
We have just partnered with a large print company there that is going to open five Fast Signs in Puerto Rico. The first will open in April or May. And we're very excited that our first location in Saudi Arabia will open 2 weeks from now. We signed a development agreement with a company there that's going to open 10 locations. So we're very actively seeking international growth in addition to continuing our U.S. growth.
That's incredible. How does Fastlane set themselves apart from some of the other companies that are out there? I mean, if you're at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, you know, what do you guys do? I mean, what makes Fastlines different from some of the other companies out there?
Well, if you were first going to decide what industry do I want to be in, if you've made a decision, I want to buy a franchise, you know, there's a lot of great opportunities in food, but the challenge of food or retail is 7 days a week, long hours.
True.
because we are B2B, business to business, our locations are open Monday through Friday, typically from 8 to 5, 9 to 6, depending on what, you know, which part of the country that you're in. So, one, there's a lifestyle decision that's so very positive for our franchise partners because it isn't 7 days a week. It's not breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that certainly makes it easier. Another real benefit of being in our business is because you're B2B, you're working with a different kind of a client, you're hiring a different kind of employee, and that certainly makes that whole process a little bit easier. And then you get involved with businesses and organizations early in their planning. You get to help them attract customers. You get to help them create their business, their business look and feel, and help them grow their businesses. And then you drive around town, and with pride you think, I did that sign, and I wrapped all those vehicles, and I helped that company grow. So it's very satisfying from that standpoint. And then if you're looking in the sign space specifically, I'd say the single most important thing you should do, and I say this no matter what brand or what industry, you ought to do some good validation. You need to talk to a lot of franchisees within that brand, and you ought to look at the third-party satisfaction ratings that that brand earns, whether it's Entrepreneur Magazine, Franchise Leadership Institute, Franchise Business Review. If franchisees are happy, it means the franchisor really is focused on unit-level economics and helping those franchisees make money. That's what it is all about. And then listening to them and incorporating them in decision-making. Not every franchisor does that. Those are the best practices, but not every franchisor does. So if someone is looking in the sign space or any of the B2B spaces and they're thinking about fast signs, then they can go to Franchise Business Review and actually see the comments our franchisees say about us. They can go to Franchise Leadership Institute and understand why we're one of only 25 world-class franchises. They can go to Entrepreneur Magazine, or they can call any of our franchise partners and get the information from them directly.
Wow, that's well said. My wife's favorite show is Undercover Boss, and she said she'd kill me if I didn't ask you about it. So she said, you have to ask her about it. I said, we usually don't talk about that stuff, but so I have to ask you about it. I mean, what was that experience like? I've heard, you know, that I guess it was like May. Was it in May it's going to run
May
or something?
4th. May
that's
4th.
What was that like
May.
For you?
Well, it was, first off, I was certainly surprised and really humbled that Studio Lambert and CBS sought me out. I thought that was very exciting. And, you know, first there was some trepidation. You know, when they said, would you like to do it, you think about, oh, my goodness, what if you make a mistake on camera? What if you embarrass the brand? But as we evaluated the opportunity, we really felt that it would be an outstanding exposure for the Fast Signs brand. And then, you know, they said to me, you have a disguise in mind, and I just happened that I did. So I said, I want to be a goth rocker chick.
I saw it on the internet. Yeah. I saw some pictures.
And they said, fabulous, you're the first boss that actually had a disguise in mind. And so I got to be a goth rocker chick. And my executive producer said, you know, you actually take on a different persona when you're wearing these clothes. You sit differently. Yes. You speak differently. You have a slang to you. But it was a great experience. You know, I spend a lot of time visiting our franchisees. I really do. I'm in a lot of Fast Signs locations. It's just the way that I choose to run the company. I really want to be where the rubber meets the road. But I'm always with the franchisee, and they know ahead of time that I'm coming, and the center is in perfect clean condition.
Right.
And here I'm going in under the guise of filming a pilot for a reality TV show called Second Chances, where somebody down and out on their luck gets the opportunity to earn a second chance. Well, I'm working with employees directly. They don't know who I am, and I'm getting to see a different side of the business. It was an absolutely great experience. It was, I will say, exhausting because, you know, I equate it to giving a general session speech in front of 1,000 people. But typically you only do that for an hour and then you get the rest. But this you have, you know, two HDTV cameras on you literally 8 to 10, sometimes 12 hours a day, multiple days in a row. So it was exhausting, but it was fun. And what I found was we have amazing employees who are really dedicated to doing a great job for our customers that really care about the brand. And you'll get to see me ruin some signs. So
That's fantastic. I teach for Capital University, and I have my students watch the show as well, and we talk about it in the seminar, you know, so we're all going to be watching it, you know. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see it now that, you know, I've had the privilege to speak with you. It really changes things, you know, so looking forward to that. So how has technology played a role with Fast Signs? I mean, there's a lot of changes, you know, over the last decade, that's for sure, in this type of business. So what kind of role has technology played?
Well, you know, technology has really played a key role from the very beginning. It was a brand technology, the ability to cut computer design, cut letters out of vinyl that created this industry. If you think about it, prior to 1985, every sign you saw was hand-painted, whether it was a for-lease sign, whatever. And so this new technology drastically changed the industry. And we became very successful with what we call cut vinyl. And then several years later, a new printing technology, water-soluble inkjet or aqueous printing came out, and we quickly adopted and adapted to that and got aqueous printers in all of our franchise locations very, very quickly ahead of the competition. And then the next technological change was solvent printing, which had better durability, particularly outside in the sunlight. You didn't have to laminate it because with aqueous printing being water-based, it would smear if it got wet if you didn't laminate it. And we, again, were the first in the sign and graphic space to get very quick penetration in all of our locations with solvent printing. The next technology that came out after that was UV curable printing, particularly on flatbed printers. And once again, we very quickly got adoption in our network. So one of the hallmarks of Fast Signs is we have great franchisees who are really interested in being on the cutting edge of new technology, because that understands that gives them a competitive edge and a competitive differentiation. So right now, today, all of our franchise partners are capable of creating a mobile website that can use a 2D barcode, whether it's a QR code or something else that they can print on their customer signage, and not only just print the QR code on the signage or the graphics or the vehicle graphics, but also create and give to that customer a mobile website, because you never want to take a smartphone user to a non-mobile optimized website.
Right.
Our franchise partners can sell digital signage systems and can create the content and manage the content for their customers. We've invested in the content management server and all the hardware here in Dallas, Texas. Our franchise partners don't have to have that expense that an independent sign shop would be. So, I mean, we are constantly looking at the technology. We visit with all of the key vendors. We sign non-disclosures at an executive level. We go visit their R&D facilities and see what kind of equipment is coming down the pike 3 and 5 years from now, so we can start teaching our franchise partners now to get ready for what's coming in the future. We think that all those technological changes work to our advantage because we implement them very quickly. We learn how to make money with them, and then we teach our franchise partners how to make money with them.
What were your franchise partners doing, like, in their past life, Catherine, their experience, and what kind of characteristics do you look for in your franchise partners?
You know, I wish I could say that it was a very black and white formula and that everybody in their prior job was an X, but that's not true, because we have teachers and police officers and sales managers and executives and engineers, all of which are very, very successful. But the most important characteristics is, one, that they're success-driven. They're not afraid to work hard. They understand to be successful, you have to work hard. They're really driven. So I think it would be that drive to succeed is number one. Secondly, we'd like them to have some kind of management experience because they're going to be managing people and they're going to be managing projects. And we'd like them to have great interpersonal skills, because whether you're talking about motivating your employees or whether you're talking to customers, that ability to communicate and to develop rapport is very important. So number one, it's that drive to succeed, some management experience and good interpersonal skills. And from there, we will teach you how to run this business. We'll teach you all of the Fast Signs operating systems. And we have really two outreaches as far as growing our domestic locations. One is a traditional new store startup, and the other is conversions, getting appropriate independent sign shops to convert. And every time we have a conversion in class, even if they've been in the sign business 20 years, they go through our production training and they say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how I've been making signs the wrong way.
Right.
Your weight is more efficient. Your process is more effective. My gosh, I have less weight. It takes less time to make the signs. I mean, it really is that proven system that we can teach anyone to do.
That's fantastic. What is the training like for new franchisees? I suspect that they come to corporate headquarters, you know, and they're there for maybe a week or so. How does that work?
Well, let's just, for sake of discussion, say that you, Marty, have just decided to own a Fast Signs and you have signed your franchise agreement. The very next day, we are going to get you a username and a login to our intranet and to our learning management system. So your training as a Fast Signs franchisee begins at the very beginning. We have over 400 training modules on our learning management system, and we're going to tell you the 25 that are most important for you to get through before you even start any of your in-center or in-corporate training. We want you to learn about the sign business, and we want to make sure you learn about selling signs. And so you'll go through those 25 online modules. Your first week of training is going to be in a Fast Signs location. We have about 50 franchisees around the country that have been certified to be in-center training locations. They follow all of our systems and procedures. They know what agenda to go over day one, day two, day three, day four, day five of that first week. And we really like that new franchise partner to get that in-center experience because they start to see how it all flows together. Then they come to Carrollton, Texas, or essentially Dallas, Texas, for 2 weeks of classroom training. And then they get back out in the field, and we usually have that classroom training just before their center is ready to open. We want all that training and education to be fresh in their minds. And then they go back out to their location, and then they get another week of on-site training with our business consultants. So it starts with online, and then we have the week in-center, and then we have 2 weeks in our classroom followed by a week in-center with their business consultants, and then ongoing training through our learning management system online with visits from the business consultant, with regional meetings. As an example, right now we're holding 23 regional training sessions around the country in 2012 where we get our franchise partners together. There was one in Boston last night. We had 32 people there. So we're very focused on the initial training and ongoing training.
That's fantastic. I think it's great that your new franchisees, they don't have to wait, you know, and that the following day they can log into your intranet system and start learning right away. I suspect in the old days, you know, that 20, 30 years ago, I guess it was a little different back then, you know, where you couldn't do those things, you know. I guess you'd have a manual mailed to you or something like that, or you'd have to wait till the actual training occurred at headquarters, you know. So I think it's great that, you know, use technology that way. What advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, Catherine. They kind of know that they want to buy a franchise, but, you know, they probably most of them just don't know where to begin. With all these different opportunities out there today, I think there's more than ever, you know, and again, you've been doing this a long time, so I guess you see that, but what would you say to them?
Well, I think, you know, first they need to make the decision that they really want to be their own boss, and I think that's introspection. What's so great about being your own boss is you truly get to control your own destiny. You know, you're no longer subject to the whims of the corporate entity that says, okay, to manage expenses, we're going to lay off 15% of our people. There's real control. And from growing up in a family business, I mean, I really understand that when you work hard and work smart and you follow a plan, you're going to be far more successful than if you work from the seat of your pants. So once they make that decision that they want to be a franchisee, I think then they have to kind of decide what appeals to them. Different people like different things. I mean, there are very introverted people who aren't comfortable talking with a lot of folks. Well, I don't think our business necessarily would be right for them, but there are lots of other that might be right. So part of it is what appeals to them and what do they like. Do they want to have I'm not putting down food at all. There are a lot of fabulous opportunities in food, but food does mean that you're going to be working. Your business is going to be open 7 days a week, very, very long hours, or if they're looking for more balance and quality in life, in which case they might look for a B2B franchise. And then I think most important is to look at third-party references. I think there's nothing more critical to long-term success of a franchise network than franchisee satisfaction. If you have unhappy franchisees, they're going to sue the franchisor. The franchisor is going to be burdened with legal bills, and maybe that whole franchisor goes defunct as a result. So I think happy franchisees, and franchisees are happy when, number one, they're making money, and number two, they're listened to, and number three, they're involved. And certainly at Fast Signs, we follow all three of those. I mean, let me go down a different line here.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a prospective franchisee, you will get a franchise disclosure document. In the industry, we call it an FDD, but you'll get a franchise disclosure document. Every single franchisor has the ability to put an earnings claim, an item 19, in their disclosure document, but very few do. Fast Signs does. We put in an earnings claim, an item 19, all the way down to net profit. And we do that because we believe it's important for a potential franchise candidate to really know what is possible in this business. And so for 3 years in a row since I've been here, we put an item 19 all the way down to the profit line. And I think that that would be another important thing. I would be concerned if I was a potential franchisee and what the franchisor put in was nothing or only sales volumes or started, you know, hinting around the edges about what you could make, or would say, oh, go talk to our franchisees. I think the specific reality of what really can be made is absolutely critical.
Wow, that's well said. What's the plans for the future? I mean, where what do you see you guys 5 years down the road?
Well, I believe that we have a lot of growth opportunities at Fast Signs. You know, we're at 530-some-odd locations today. We're absolutely going to get to 1,000. We're going to grow in lots of other countries, and we're going to continue to focus on bringing new products and services to our franchisees. They can continue to grow their profitable sales volume. So we're going to grow average unit volume, continue to grow average unit volume, and we're going to continue to grow the number of locations, U.S. and abroad.
That's great. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information, Catherine, on becoming a franchisee? Any websites they can go to?
Well, certainly they could go to fastsigns.com, and we have a franchise opportunity section. There are certainly a lot of franchise portals out there, but I think, you know, pick the brands that you're interested in, go to their websites. All of their websites will have a section on franchise opportunities.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Catherine, for coming on the show. It's a privilege to finally get to speak with you. And, again, we're going to be watching you on TV and, pretty soon. So it's going to be great. And we'd love to have you guys come back in the future. I don't want to wait 5 years to have you guys come on the show. You know, it was great to finally get to have you on the show.
Well, I enjoyed it very much, Marty. And let me know what you think after you see me on Undercover
You got
Boss.
It. I'll send you an email. Thank you so much, Catherine. You have a great day today.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchise interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. And today's podcast is being brought to you by Diamond Financial Services. And if you're looking for a loan to finance your franchise, simply click the Diamond Financial Services logo below. Today's podcast, you're going to get to hear from a legend in entrepreneurship and franchising, and that's Michael Gerber. And we've had Michael on the show two times up to this point. And the first time we had him on the show, we were just, Don and I were amazed at the amount of emails we received and listeners, and it was really overwhelming and incredibly fun at the same time. One of the questions that we commonly ask on every show is, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? And naturally, Michael's response was brilliant. So here we go.
Franchising and entrepreneurship?
Yeah. Well, I think before that, Mike, I think a lot of people listening might be a little surprised that your mom still tells you what to do.
Well, no, that's the problem. My mom never told me what to do. She inspires me to do things that I never thought about doing.
Absolutely. That's great. That's tremendous. Yeah. What advice would you give to a prospective franchisee looking to buy a franchise, Michael?
Well, first of all, understand what you want. It has less to do with the franchise than it does with you. What is it truly important to you to do? This whole new emergence of the Dreaming Room, for example, really revolves around the idea that struck me that this is the age of the new entrepreneur. And the new entrepreneur is very, very much different than the one who preceded him. The new entrepreneur is more interested in a business that has meaning, not just money. So the whole question for the new entrepreneur or the one who wants to buy a franchise is really, so what's the meaning of this? What's the impact of this on the world? And begin to look at the world and really realize that the world is in dreadful shape, you wonder then how I, in a business of my own, could have some kind of impact that would add value to the world. So I'd begin to look at franchises from that perspective. What's the value of the franchise? Presuming that I'm going to be successful, what is the value? What do I deliver that has value to my customer? What pride do I get from what it is I'm doing? What am I adding a benefit to the world as opposed to subtracting from the world, presuming, again, I'm going to be successful? So the first thing is, what does this company mean? What is the true meaning of this, and what's the impact and import of it? For me in my life, you know, I'm going to die one day, and I'm going to probably die inside my business. And what I'd like to ask myself is, will I be proud of the fact that I devoted the rest of my life to doing this?
Right.
Would I want to say this to people I love? Would I want to say this to my kids? What am I going to say to them when I describe what I've chosen to do with the years of my life that I'm going to do it in? Because, in fact, you're going to spend the rest of your life in this business, or in something very much like it. The second thing I would ask, once I've decided that, yes, this is a worthy thing to do for me, a human being, how organized is this thing that I'm going to do? How organized is it? Does it have a truly kick-ass breakthrough system for doing what it needs to do, which is attract people to it as customers, which is convert those people into active customers and paying customers, and ability to convert those customers into clients, meaning they come back again and again and again and again. So I want to build or buy that capability, or I'm going to then be need to build it for myself.
Wow, that's a great. We've been asking that question now since we started the show, Michael. We never got such a great response.
Right. Thank you. Don't jump into anything quickly. Do your due diligence, and that's a good point. I mean, this might be something you've been doing for a long time. Are you going to be proud of telling people this is
strong
what you
words,
do?
Proud, yeah.
I mean, that's Marty, you and I have talked about. People just can't jump into something that sounds great. They got to
exactly
they have to go more deeply into their own motivation.
Right.
And that's the thing that's missing almost all the time. Essentially, the prospective franchisee. The guy, the woman who decides they want to buy a business opportunity. Essentially, they go out there, and the one who pitches the deal the best gets the deal. And I'm essentially saying it's got to turn around the other way. The one who's going out becomes more thoughtful about what I'm looking for, as opposed to simply going out and looking for a good business to run.
Right, absolutely.
So that's so that right there might be a strong characteristic of a
somebody. Those are very deep words from Michael. Is talking about the whole, you know, what is this franchise going to mean? How do I want to be remembered? So again, it's going very deep into that question. But again, it's one of the best responses I think we've had up to this point. And again, it is Michael Gerber. You know, he's sold millions of copies. His latest book is Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. And we had Michael on the show several months ago, and we spoke about the book. And again, he's going to be in Great Quotes and Franchising on several occasions. It was hard to decide which one we were going to use first, but this was it. So again, you're going to see Michael again in a couple other editions of Great Quotes and Franchising. That day that we did the show, following us, actually became a friend to the show, Ken Six, who hosts a show called Arbor Talk with Peter Felix. And Ken was also a big fan of Michael Gerber. Here was Ken's reaction following the show. And again, we'll leave you with that. And we'd love to hear your feedback on this edition of Great Quotes and Franchising. And we'll see you soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Here we go.
Inventor of the Resistograph.
And this is, well, need I say more, Joe? We've got a jam-packed show. Joe, you got to get Marty back on the line. I think that was Michael Gerber on his show.
That was Michael Gerber.
I tell him to call in. That guy he wrote the E-Miss.
He did.
We need Marty to come in for about a minute.
Yeah. That's a very good idea. Let me work on that.
If you're listening, Marty, call us up.
All right, we'll do. All right.
We'll be right back.